There was once a man who walked in to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Tzal's shul. He was the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, and he was about to daven mincha. The man walked in, shorts, tank top, no yarmulke. This is one of the Yerushalmi shuls, the intense Yerushalmi shuls, place where there's beard, payas, maybe not even a short jacket. And in walks a man without any kippah, without any long pants, without a jacket, not even a regular shirt. Everyone has no idea what's going on. More than that, he goes up and asks who's the gabbai. They point to a certain man. He says, I would like to daven for the amud and say kaddish. The gabbai has no idea what to say. He couldn't believe such a request would come out of the person's mouth. He thought maybe the man would ask for water, some cake, not to say kaddish, not daven for the amud. And he quickly runs to the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav, and he says, well, let me ask the Rav what to do. Rav Tzvi Pesach looks at him, and he says, okay, get him something and let him daven. The Gabbai goes back, they find a piece of cardboard, the man goes up, davens for the Amud, and says Kaddish. Next week again, the man comes back again, this time with one of the kotel kippahs on his head, the white ones. Same thing, they already know the drill, they let him daven. A couple of weeks later, he comes back like something else. And a couple of months later, a man walks in. It's a beard, kippah, jacket, regular Haredi look. And he says, could I daven? And say, sure, why are you even asking? If you want to go and daven, go and daven. He says, don't you recognize me? He says, no, why would I recognize you? The man said, what do you mean? I came here a few months ago without a kippah, without pants, without a proper shirt. That was me. The gabbai looks at him, that was you? He says, what happened? He says, you guys, the fact that you let me daven, that's it, it changed my life. I have to tell you the following story, said the man. He said that when his mother was passing away, she was a religious lady. And he was not religious. And she said, when I pass away, can you please, please, please go and say Kaddish for me? Daven for the Amud for me. And he says, okay, I'll do it. She said, you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for Yiskada, Yiskada, Shmei Rabba. You're doing it to make Hashem's name greater in the world. It's bigger than me. Please just make me this promise. So he said, he'll do it. He said, the condition was that whatever shul he walks into has to let him. If they don't let him, then he's not going to do it. So he chooses which shul's not going to let me do it. He thinks the most Haredi, the most intense, the most Yerushalmi shul, they're not going to let me say Kaddish. So he walks in, specifically without his kippah, specifically in his shorts, specifically in his tank top, and asks them, in the slight hope they would say no, or in the large guess they would say no, and then he would be absolved of his obligation to his mother. And to his shock, they said yes. The gabbai standing there, seeing how his one yes from the Rav changed this person's life. And the man asked, why did you say yes? So they went to the Rav. And Rav Tzvi Pesach explained, when he looked at this person, he said he felt something different. And now when he heard the story, he knew that this person had in him a true desire. He wasn't playing games. He was coming from an honest place, deeper than himself, beyond himself, bigger than himself. That his true neshama was calling out at that point. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said, what caused this? Your mother's tefillas. Your mother's tefillas ignited in you that spark which I saw in you, even though you really, in your external self, didn't want to come. Your internal self was calling out, and I saw that. And due to that, this man had a full path of chazer b'tshuva. The lesson here is absolutely clear. The koyach of tefillah is unbelievable. But there's something deeper. That every single Jew has his true self, the real him, the ultimate him, which is calling out at all times, which is saying, please reignite me. Let me come close to my Creator. Align with me. And that's what this man did at that time. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, one of the Daily Ador, saw it. And he let the spark ignite.